Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming to the Cameron Park CSD regular board meeting. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, and we're calling this meeting to order at 6:32. Let's go ahead and start with our roll call, please. Jim? Roll call, please.
Oh, I thought the secretary did that. All right.
Yeah, we're still...
We're not used to having that person.
So just read them off as you go down.
Yeah. President Scobie?
Here.
Vice President Wolfson?
Here.
Board Member Aston?
Here.
Did I pronounce it right?
Aston.
Aston, thank you. Board Member Bazett?
Here, present.
Board Member Israel?
Here.
I'm here, and Council's here.
Great, thank you. And then moving on to our Pledge of Allegiance, let's go ahead and...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And before we get started tonight, I'd like to introduce a few guests we have. We have George Turnbull, our supervisor. Thank you for coming tonight. And our new general manager, Alan Gardner. If you have not had the opportunity to speak with him, I've heard him on multiple occasions, his door is always open. So I encourage you to come in and speak with him and get to know your new general manager. The other thing I'd like to go over real briefly is our agenda. Our public gets many opportunities to speak on each agenda item as it's called. And if you have something that's not on the agenda, you can speak on that as well. So let's go through that on the agenda in front of us. Our first item of business is to adopt the agenda or make any modifications. We have the second item is recognitions, appointments, and presentations, where we have none today. And then the next item is open forum. This is where you can speak from the public on items we need to know about that are not on the agenda. Then we have a consent agenda with general business items that are routine, and we vote on those with one motion, or items can be pulled from this consent agenda as well. Then we move into our general business. Today's items are a oral general manager's report. We have a update to our service and facility use fees. And we have a item to approve surplusing two of our vehicles. Then we move into board information items, where we have committee chair report outs. And then we have matters to and from, which is generally interesting, because this is an opportunity for the board to bring up matters that are not agendized that we can speak amongst ourselves very briefly and not take any action on. But there's sometimes interesting things that come up in there. So that is our agenda for tonight. So we're going to move right into adoption of the agenda. Any comments from the board? Any comments from the public? Okay, back to the board.
I make a motion that we adopt the agenda as written.
Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
We have first and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, 5-0. We have adopted our agenda. Moving on to open forum for non-agenda items. This is your opportunity for us to hear from you, our public, our community members, on items that need to be brought forth to us. We would appreciate if you would give us your name first, but you don't have to. Would anybody like to speak tonight? Yes, please.
Brad McMullen, Cameron Park. I have some comments I'd like to read. I'd also like them submitted to the clerk for inclusion in the minutes, if I may. I also have copies for each of the board members if you care to read along as I speak. Is it possible to
write? Why don't you just go ahead and read them, and then you can hand them to the board clerk when you're done.
I wanted to, first of all, express my appreciation for the hardworking staff and their efforts of producing the agendas and the meeting notices for us residents to access these proceedings. The previous Fire and Emergency Services Committee meeting on January 9th meeting occurred as planned. However, much to my surprise and the surprise of the Cameron Park CSD staff, the Budget and Admin Committee did not occur. As our elected representatives, I found it extremely disappointing and disrespectful that as directors, you didn't show to your Budget and Admin Committee meeting. Even the, pardon my French, the extra, the reserve, whoever is supposed to come in the place of the first two that aren't there.
Alternate.
Your alternate, okay? We take time out of our day to participate in meetings, and being treated this way is extremely disheartening. I'm requesting the following, and I believe is warranted. I'd like to receive an explanation on why it occurred, an apology to us, we the people, that it occurred, and what has been put into place to prevent this from occurring again. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to have comments for the board? Open forum, non-agendized items. All right, moving on. Approval of the consent agenda. Do we have any comments from staff?
Yes, and I've checked this with council and it's okay. On the item four, the new minimum wage adjustment, the note across the top of step one, two, and three was left off. He doesn't think it's necessary to pull it for that reason, but going across, that's what it is, step one, two, and three. Secondly, we'd like to pull item six so that we can amend it to reflect that Mike Churchill would be the principal and Tim Israel will continue as the alternate.
Okay. Going out to the public, any comments on the consent agenda? Seeing none, bring it back to the board. Anyone other comments?
Just a question. What was the amended board and committee calendar? What was changed?
Oh, we changed the time from 6:30 to 6:45 because we decided with the issues coming up that the odds were we weren't going to make 6:30 and that notice should be reasonably correct.
Thank you. I move that we approve the consent agenda. Yes. With the removal of six and the amendment of four.
I second that.
We have a first and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Passed as pulling item six and amending item four. Not really amending it, correcting it. Typo. All right, moving on to general business. Item eight is items removed from the consent agenda, which is item six.
And that would now be Mike Churchill as the primary representative to that committee and Tim Israel continuing as the alternate.
Tim, you're willing to continue as alternate?
Yes. Yeah, it just makes more sense for a member of the public to serve as our primary member. And we did some outreach and Mike stepped up. So I think a good fit. He's a member of the business community, resident, and I can serve as the alternate. So.
Okay, taking it out to the public. Any comments on this appointment? Okay, bringing it back. Do we have a decision by board or motion?
We approve it as amended with Mike Churchill as primary and Tim Israel as alternate.
I will second that.
All right, we have first and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, 5-0. We have now appointed Mike Churchill and Tim to Israel. Okay, moving on to our next item of business is the service and facility use fees. Alan, you want to kick us off?
No.
Oh, sorry. General manager's report. We'll still have you kick us off.
Close.
Okay. President Scobie, Vice President Wilson, members of the board, guests, and residents, very pleased to be your new general manager. This is my fifth government. I've had a 10,000 resident community, two water districts, water and sewer district, all of which, like this place, will be turnarounds. I'm also experienced as council. I've been in multiple utility industries. And with respect to fire, I've been in 7 forest fires with CAL FIRE and a 30-day flood. I'm transparent. I meant it when I said my door's open. As long as there's nobody in there, just knock and I'll see you. Nobody visiting with me, rather. I'll take calls or visits. In my brief time here, I've made a number of assessments and initial plans that I'd like to share tonight. For staff, I think we've got a solid staff. They're competent. I had been asked as a budgetary matter about whether we should outsource some of the administrative work. And my answer is no, I don't think so. This district tried that a number of years ago. Received poor service for HR, their bills were not timely paid, and they were serviced by another governmental entity. Staff is efficient, they do a good job, and I think they're important to moving forward. Second, fire and recreation. I'd like to correct a misimpression that I've heard many times since I've been here. We are not robbing Peter to pay Paul. The impression that fire is financing recreation is simply not true. And I think it stems in part from an accounting change that was made that simply made sense, which was that there are certain fixed costs that really don't change year to year. And so those were taken from fire and from recreation were put into a single account. That's the change. And as a result, fire looks like it's like 63% and rec looks higher than 30%, but it's not true. If we reposition those fixed costs back into those accounts, it goes back to the percentages you all were familiar with. Now, I'd like to comment on fire directly. We get our money for fire basically from property tax. That property tax number figure was determined at a time we had a volunteer fire department. That was a long time ago. The county could consider changing it, but then the county takes money directly out of its pocket and gives it to us. So you've got a choice of doing that in 2026 with a tax, or in an interim with 218. CAL FIRE provides us with excellent service, but their costs are basically set by the county and by the state. And like I said, our share of the taxes is so old, we just don't get an adequate share of funds. If you take a look at the newer departments, they get a much higher rate out of their tax funds than we do. So the opportunity to change that, if we still have a fire department then, is in 26 or the 218. So we're looking at annexing into another department, and most of you should be aware of that we have hired a firm that's doing it. I've met both gentlemen doing the interviews. They're both senior fire captains, independent contractors, and I consider them both to be very highly qualified for the kind of analysis that they're doing. I'm comfortable with that. I don't know what the results are going to be, but I'm personally comfortable. I would note that although we're looking at two districts, the county has the final say in this. We don't. and our potential partner doesn't. County gets to make the final decision. On recreation, several of you have asked me, well, why don't we just stop recreation and use the money for fire? The simple answer is, we can't. Two-thirds plus of this district passed a bond issue to build the community center and the facilities. That bond issue on its face specifically requires certain services be provided, plus general services, and we don't have a choice about that. It was enacted here, we have to fulfill it, and we don't get a penny of that money for maintenance. So we have to come up with maintenance on our own. Now, I've looked at what we do, and I intend to expand the services we provide in recreation that cover their cost and have a contribution to maintenance. We are going to be updating with the grant we received, the electronics, and we're going to be looking at some updates, cosmetic ones to this building, so that we can compete in the marketplace for meetings and other functions here. I'm looking for grants first, and we'll see what we can do with what are called Impact and Quinby monies. But then I want to try marketing this place for meetings and conferences. And I want to try and have more classes that are cost covered and provide an increment of value for maintenance in the evening, because I've had a lot of questions about that. Depends on how many people. I did this in Walnut Creek. I'm familiar with it, and we'll see. But we have to be able to raise money for maintenance for this place, and while still complying with the bond. Next item is safety. Safety is one of my biggest, personal commitments, no matter where I am. And I've improved safety every single place I've been. And I started out here. I think you have a good safety program. But in going around the district, I found areas where I thought the signage could be significantly improved, and I've ordered those. And Mike and Matt are going to be putting those signs up. There'll be signs around this building and the parking lots. People who would pick their kids up from school to try to speed through our lots, and it's dangerous. And so some of our people have developed a nice relationship with the county sheriff. And once the signs are up and a new school starts, I was going to ask if you wouldn't mind putting a car there a few mornings just to kind of, and afternoons a couple of times, just to tell people we're serious about it. We will also see them around the lake and on the trails. The trails are natural trails. We don't groom the trails. And the kind of signage you're going to see is what's consistent with the state parks in California, warning people that they got to pay attention. There's tree roots. Not our fault if there's a tree root. But we're going to warn you to keep your eyes open. On the lake, we're going to improve signage around the lake as well. Because of the content of the lake, depending on the time of year, you go in the lake, or if you put a body part in the lake, you can get a real rash. And so we're going to put that out as a notice. We're also going to see if there's a way to improve that over time. Last thing I want to comment on is the budget. In my entire life, except in private enterprise where you do this, I have never offered a deficit budget to a board. I'm not sure it's possible to avoid a deficit budget here and comply with the state mandates and the bond mandates that we have. But I'm certainly going to try to see how we do that. And I'm also committing to try and see how we raise funds in the manner which I've talked about to try and balance out those sections and create more maintenance money. We will be giving you updates in the meetings as we go along. That's it.
Thank you, Alan. Any comments, questions from the board? Clarifying questions. Okay, out to the public. Anybody would like to have any comments, questions regarding the GM's report? Let's go ahead and start here.
Hi, I'm Vicki Jacobs. I live in Cameron Park. Disagree with a lot of your emphasis and plans, but that's you're the general manager here, and that's your decision as to what you want to do. But the one thing I will speak about as a member of the public is the intent to try to raise money through either Proposition 218 or an assessment. I'm not familiar too much with the logistics of how you do this, but I understand Prop 218 basically involves a statement that you're going to raise our fees to each of the households in the public, and we have a chance to object. Mm-hmm. And if it's more than 50%, then the increase does not go through. I don't like that as a method of raising money. It's really not a vote, in my opinion. You're putting the burden on the public to fill out a form, get it in on a timely manner, to get yourself educated in a certain way. I do not think it is a good idea as someone who is just stepping in, even with someone with your education and experience, to assume right away that the best way to go about things is to raise more money from the public. I'm all for grants. Grants are fine. I have no objection to that because there are money set aside for a specific purpose. But there are a lot of people in Cameron Park who are living here on a very limited budget. They are seniors. They're here their entire life. They're just making it out here in California. You know how much everything has gone up in price right now. So an extra $400, $500 a year to them might mean an awful lot of money. And I think there's going to have to be a lot of information corrected or misinformation as you regard it corrected in the public before you have a chance of being successful, except perhaps on 218, just because I think it's a way of tricking the public personally. I think it's a terrible thing to have to force the public to do what that proposition apparently requires them to do. So I would say, let's look at other ways to cut expenses around here and try to bring your budget within a non-deficit budget. And then explain to the public exactly why you need to raise money and what it's exactly going to be for. It's going to take a lot of education for you to get that money. And I'll be one of the first people that's going to vote against it.
Well, if I may.
I would just say we're probably getting close to discussing a non-agendized item.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know that.
Be happy to. You come on in. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
I'd be happy to meet with you.
I've done this in places where the income was only $26,300 average, and they voted for.
We're not allowed to have a conversation.
Thank you very much. The other item of business we need is a timer. Do we have a timer ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have another member of the
public. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening. I'm Liz Gates, and I'm just trying to pay attention to what goes on around here. And welcome. I know it was a long search to find our new general manager, and I feel still a bit in the dark about you. There's been, to my knowledge, no official announcement. I think something might have been in the Mountain Democrat, but I don't take that publication, and I had to kind of go look for it. I don't see anything on our website. Am I overlooking something? And I would just love to know more about you. Who are you? And, you know, give us some confidence in you. I feel it's just sort of another situation that sort of reveals, I think, a lack of good communication with our community from our CSD in general. But yeah, I feel that's a a misstep, and I'd love to know more about you and for our community to have that. And I just feel I've either missed it or it hasn't happened.
Madam President, I'd intended to add one sentence to my report, if I might.
Yes, go ahead.
I intended to let people know that my LinkedIn is Alan, A-L-A-N, J. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Alan J. Gardner, 45. If you want to see my background, there it is.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public like to make a comment on our GM's oral report? Okay, seeing none, bringing it back to the board. There's no action required here, just last opportunity to make comments or so forth. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to our next item of business, which is item 10, approve the 2024 service and facility use fees, and this would be Alan again.
Yeah, we have one typo correction on item 10. Where is this? Page 2 of 2 on the recreation facility, third box down. It says 101 to 250 people, and that it was supposed to have been 126, because the top box is 15 to 125, and this box was supposed to be 126 to 250. So council advised that we can make that change orally.
Okay, any other questions from the board regarding these use fees?
So is the final rate sheet going to just have the crossed out stuff removed from a nice clean,
yes,
readable,
yes,
schedule?
The final sheet will be pretty.
Great, thank you.
Any other comments? Questions from the board? Clarifying questions? All right, let's hear from our public. Take it out. Any comments regarding these new fees? Okay, seeing none, bringing it back to the board. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, we have a grant for greatly improving our technology. Mm-hmm. So having significantly qualitatively Zoom meetings and so forth. Is that fee included in these rental fees? Is that a given that it comes with social hall, the classroom, or the larger spaces?
I can answer that. Just look on here real quick, Sid. It's something that Kim and I have talked about. We're going to keep the old system in place that rentals can use at no charge.
Yes.
But as we expand the use, depending on what it's for, we have talked about putting an upcharge and bringing it to you guys as far as using our new teleconference system.
So you bring that back to us with some looking at market analysis?
With the change, once we get it installed and start working on it and change the way that we promote this place and kind of see what type of events are interested in using that system, yes,
okay,
we bring
thank
it back
you.
To you guys for sure. But the old system will stay in place that renters can use.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good question. Anyone else? Any further questions?
Yes, just because it didn't come through committee where I was at, just looking at the architecture review fees. We didn't get to talk about this last time, so just a simple question on the rationale for some of the increases, some of the not increasing. You know, if there was a general approach to this.
Yes, there was. This was reviewed against other districts, and in particularly El Dorado, and these were kept under the increases that they've had and other districts have had, so that we recognize that there's some increase in cost. You can't have an independent cost study. You'll never get your money back. I mean, it has to be a market-based study, and this is, and that's how it was based. We are tucked under other people.
And I'm looking at this, and I recognize some of them didn't change, some of them that. My only concern in that is, while we can compare to a neighboring thing, simply staying under them, I think we also need to take into account the economics of our community itself. So
I couldn't hear that.
We need to take into account the economics of our community, not simply a comparison model. So, and again, this is small, but I'm just putting it out there for conversation simply. So solar panels stay the same, doesn't really cost anything, paint doubles. So somebody wants to change their exterior paint, they got to pay $100 for an architecture review.
I have to do that where I live, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that might incline more people to just not do anything and just paint. So I'm just thinking I also want these fees to be things that encourage the public to participate in this. So, recognizing we're a different economic than some of our neighbors, just want to make sure that those things are taken into account in those decisions as well.
That's why a number of them weren't raised.
Right. I was looking at the simple ones that shouldn't be much and might discourage. That's all. Those are my only comments. Thanks.
Any other comments from the board? Questions?
Yeah, I would just like to comment that while I understand these might be competitive rates, for both fire and our architectural review charges, you know, they're substantial increases. And so I think in the future we need to stay on top of our increases so they're not so big. And that also brings in more revenue. Instead of these huge, 50%, 100% increases in our fees here, people will be complaining about this if they regularly had to pay these fees. So that'd be my request.
If I may, on fire, we don't control those. Cal Fire uses a 40-page manual for how they put that together, which I read, and what we have done is insert in that any resident has the choice of hiring their own contractor, paying us a 20% administrative fee if they think they can get a better deal. Somebody qualified, obviously, to do the test.
Do we have anybody we recommend to those residents who
I don't think I want to put the district in the position of recommending specific contractors.
Well, any other questions? What do you all want to do?
Just one point was, many of these fire things are actually required for the licensing of facilities or businesses. Is that correct? It's not a choice.
No.
Okay.
How you do it, it can be.
Okay. Thank you.
So, with the pleasure of the board.
Motion we approve the 2024 fees as written.
Are we going to take it to the public first?
I already did.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
I'll second that motion.
We have a first and a second. Do you all want a roll call vote? Or
I think a roll call is appropriate.
All right.
It'd be preferable
call,
given that it involves
okay, roll
yes.
call vote, please. That would be you, Alan.
All right. Thank you. President Scobie.
Aye.
Vice President Wilson?
Aye.
Remember, Easton?
Aye.
Remember Bassett?
Aye.
And remember Israel?
Aye.
Vote is unanimous, 5-0.
Thank you. All right, moving on to our next item 11. Approve the surplus of 1999 and 2002 Ford Expeditions. That would be you, Mike.
Yep. So currently the Parks Department and Facilities, we have a 1999 and a 2002 Ford Expedition. Both vehicles have been in our fleet for about 4 years. The issue with our department and using SUVs is it really limits our ability to haul certain things that we need to, solvents, chemicals, paints, herbicides, you name it. And so we have an opportunity that we're working on with El Dorado Hills right now to purchase two of their used pickup trucks to add to our fleet. And so the way this is working in my mind is Cal Fire was gracious enough to give us a 2010 Ford about 2 months ago. So I was going to be bringing one Ford Expedition to you guys tonight anyways, but now that we're looking at purchasing two vehicles from El Dorado Hills, I'm looking at surplusing the second Expedition. And we also have, and this will be coming to you guys next month, but we have a 2006 Ford F-150 that needs a new transmission, and the truck's not worth nearly what it's going to cost for us to fix it. So I'm going to look at surplusing that out of our fleet too, giving us two vehicles that are, they're bigger pickup trucks, they're what we need to do the job efficiently, and they're in much better shape than what we're getting rid of. So it's a win all around. But for the item tonight, it's just the approval to surplus the two Ford Expeditions on GovDeals.
I did put in there that the low blue book is about $1,500. One of the Ford Expeditions has a check engine light and it's misfiring, and we're just going to sell it as is. I don't want to put any money into it, so I'm not expecting to get that much for at least one of them. But they'll be auctioned just like the Ford Bronco for 14 days, and they'll go to the high bidder.
Okay, questions from
any
the
questions?
Board?
So, for the purchase of additional trucks, you're going to bring that as part of what, our mid-year budget?
It'll just come.
Adjustment, or as just for approval?
I haven't talked to Alan about that.
I was looking at just picking up their well within my authority. It's like $600 is what they want for them, or $800.
Four. We're paying $1,000 for both.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And I'm not going to call a special meeting and cost $1,000 just to spend $1,000.
No, I wouldn't suggest that at all. But we do need to approve capital items, which I don't. Maybe that doesn't qualify as a capital item.
I think it's anything over $5,000 would be considered capital.
Yeah.
But I do know that getting these two trucks will put all of the district staff in pickup trucks they can use, and then I will get one of these pickups. I've been using my personal vehicle for 6 years and turning in mileage, and that'll go away. And that's been like somewhere between a $1,500 and $2,000 expense to the district per year that we'll see go away, which is nice.
We'll have maintenance on those vehicles now.
Oh, we will, yeah.
But the good thing is that we know the mechanic who's been maintaining them, and they are selling four vehicles, and he's waived us off of two of them and told us exactly what he thought would be necessary on these two, so we're not buying blind.
Yeah, they did a comprehensive report, and I know the service mechanic in El Dorado Hills has been taking care of the trucks since they were put in the fleet, and there were two of them that I wanted, and he told me no, because if he knew that there were things coming down the line that were going to happen, so we're confident that these trucks will be very good assets for the department and the district.
All right.
Any other questions from the board? I have a question. How many vehicles do we have in parks?
So the community center has one. Parks has, let me get this off the top of my head here. There's six vehicles in parks, and then there's one that's shared between parks and facilities. So there's a total of eight between both departments.
And what we're approving here is simply to surplus
two of them. Yeah, we're basically trading two for two, but the truck that Cal Fire gave us is gonna get rid of one of them too. So it's really three for three if you look at the last 6 months of what we've been able to do with pickups. So we're not adding anything to the fleet.
Okay.
We're simply just upgrading and being more efficient.
All right, we'll go ahead and take this out to the public. Any comments regarding, questions regarding this item? Okay, seeing none, bringing you back. What is the board's pleasure?
I move that we approve the surplus of the 1999 and 2002 for Expeditions.
And I will second that.
We have a first and a second. Can we just do an aye vote, or do we need to?
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime it involves an expenditure of money, my preference is always that it be done by roll call. But in this situation, it's not technically necessary. So whatever the board would like to call for, whatever you would like to call for.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5-0.
Yep, thank you.
I should say abstained. All right, moving on to our next item, committee chair report outs. And the first one is budget and admin. And there was none, and I believe we had a question earlier of why we didn't have one. Alan, do you think you could address that real quick?
We normally, I would be in, once we're set up, I'd be calling everybody and making sure everybody's attending. And with people on vacation and the way the weeks went, we just didn't get it all done. So we thought we had people coming and we didn't. Just a simple mistake.
Thank you.
Don't expect it to be repeated.
Okay, good to hear it. All right, so next committee report out, CCNRs. Who's our chair?
I'm the vice chair of that committee. Bob Detta, I believe, is a community member, and he was nominated and voted in as president. It's one of the, I think, the only committee where we have community involvement. We had the appeal on a storage shed, and we reversed a previous decision because with landscaping and the setbacks, it really is not an eyesore problem and consistent with the HOA. And so that was the first CCNR committee.
Great. Moving on to fire and emergency services. Who's our chair up there?
I was told that we didn't appoint one
because we didn't
yours
have a quorum.
Truly was on vacation.
That is correct. I mean, the committee decided that Director Bazette was kind enough, and I wanted to give props to Director Bazette for coming to a committee meeting right after oral surgery to help us get business done and then leave. So, Director Bazette, well done.
Give a report out?
Well done.
No, my report was
I'm
acting
chair at this point until we end the week, so I'm happy. But I wanted to thank Director Bazette for going above and beyond for that meeting. Thank you so much. Most of what came from Fire and Share, Fire Emergency Services you had tonight was the review of the fire fees and that simple department report and fire prevention updates. You can see that all on the agendas online. One piece to note, simply we are beginning to see, when you look at the numbers, just a reminder that our numbers year over year will change because we're no longer housing the ambulance service at Station 89. The number of calls that we've reported in the past reflected that. That does not now. So percentages will go up and down because we have not separated those out. So if you look at that and see a large increase or decrease, that's some of what goes into play with that. But beyond that, unless Chief Martin, there was anything else that you remember from the meeting? There wasn't anything else that stood out for me to report. So there you go.
Thank you. And our next committee is Parks and Rec. Who's our chair?
That would be me. So it was a fairly brief agenda, but we did talk a little bit about the improvements that county DOT is going to be making at along Cameron Park Drive at Paul J. Ryan Park. And so there's going to be a take of property and trees at that location, and so we're going to be working with DOT to find some improvements they can make at the park that would be a good trade, basically, for our troubles. So we're working with them on that. Beyond that, we continue to work to hire a landscape architect. That's key to some of our planning and park improvement planning actions. So we're still working on that project, and hopefully we'll get some good news on that soon. Beyond that, Cameron Park fees and entry improvements will be probably one of our next bigger projects.
So on the landscape architect, are we still in RFP, or where are we with that?
Ellen, can you give us any updates?
Oh, do we have an RFP out for the landscape architect?
You know, I don't remember. Jill is finishing with that, and I just don't remember.
I
what I will tell you,
Mike says he knows.
What I was going to say is that, before we get to that, is that as we're looking at these projects, the firms that we're looking at have on staff landscape architects for part of the project that is part of their bid.
See, I know one of Jill's last tasks was she was speaking to a landscape architect, and she was finishing up the kind of rough draft agreement that I think has come across Alan and mine's desk, and we're just waiting for a meeting invite so that we can meet him, talk to him, and hopefully get this thing nailed down.
Great.
The RFP was posted. We got one reply, and so Jill kind of worked on that and then just handed it over to us. So hopefully we'll have something for the next Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah, Jill knew, had known him, and so she was able to talk to him about working with us positively.
Okay. And fire annexation.
Before you bump, there was just one couple things I wanted to have in the committee report.
Okay.
Since I'm as well. First, just thanks to Mike and his report. I encourage everybody to take a look at some of that. But we've been working on LLADs for a long time, trying to get lights changed out and asking PG&E for years, and that's beginning to happen. Don't get your hopes up, but it's happening in some places, and so I want to thank Mike for really following through and seeing that happen. The other piece in that is just to simply remind folks that as we move into discussions about design architect and park plans and all that, just continue to take a look at the park plans we have in place and let that be part of what fuels our discussion. What should we be doing? What should be coming? Because we've already done some work on that. So that's an encouragement to the public. There's a parks plan up on the website, master plan that we did a few years ago, and that becomes the starting point for in the future. And so I would just encourage the members of the public to become familiar with that so that you can bring those ideas and previous work to our discussions. And I think that'll be very helpful to us as we move forward. So the other last piece was in the larger circle of trying to communicate with our community and our residents, we talked with Kim. We had been blocked somehow on Nextdoor. CSP had been.
Yes, it is outrageous.
And so we talked about that, and Kim's looking into it because there's other county agencies that are in our community. Director, the communications director, Carla Hess, CAL FIRE, a lot of other agencies are able to do this for whatever reason. She was unable to get in, and we weren't able to do anything.
Nextdoor is weird.
So, yes. So, but I just wanted to let you know Kim is working on that. Staff is trying to get that block out of the way so it becomes another channel you can communicate. Because I know that there are good pockets of our community that use that.
Yes.
So yeah. I just wanted to report that staff is working on that with the time that they have. So, there you go.
All right, thank you. And our next fire annexation ad hoc, do you want to take that too? There? Would you like to listen?
Yeah, we as a committee, we continue to meet with groups and stakeholders and agencies. We've met with our CAL FIRE partners to get some updates from them. It's been good for where we're at. Some of you might be aware, some of you are even involved. AP Triton has been conducting interviews with residents and stakeholders over the last couple of days or so, all the board, staff, other agencies have been interviewed for that. So that's going on. They're getting good input. Director Wolfson and I were in that just last night. And it was a good experience. I really appreciated the way they brought questions forward and asked and really were interested in helping us. So we continue to schedule meetings with stakeholders. Taxpayers Association has reached out to us. We're scheduling that, I believe, is for the beginning of March. There's some others in play that Mr. Ashton is helping us schedule. So the committee, whether it's both Director Scobie and myself, or one of us, can sit with the different groups to continue to give the same message, answer questions, and get input from the community. So we'll continue to report those as they come. AP Triton is also working on a virtual town hall meeting that is coming early February, so please be watching for that information. I will make sure to get that out on every communication channel that we have, hopefully including Nextdoor. But please be watching for that, and that will open up a window where the public can take a survey and give input to the process. The date is being finalized now, so as soon as we know that, we will get that out. And those are the details I have at the moment.
Very comprehensive.
Anything that I heard?
We did have a 2x2 with county fire.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. We had a 2x2 with county fire. And we've also scheduling, working on a date for a 2x2 with Rescue as a partnering agency, just to give them an update on where we're at and let them know where we're at in the process and things we're finding. And we want to hear from them the same as we would from any other stakeholder, because our decision impacts them as well.
And we'd really like to have a 2x2 with our supervisors as well.
Yes, so I think that's in the process.
That's in the process. Yes.
Our people are talking, and we're making that happen.
Yes, so. We'd love to have that. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So it'll be Lori and I.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Really looking forward to that. Okay, that is the end of our committee chair report outs. Our last item here is matters to and from board members and staff. Shall we go ahead and start with staff? Shall we start with Mike?
I got a FEMA update real quick.
Good.
So I heard today from FEMA that the project of replacing the culverts and the roadway at Amherst Park Lake has moved on to another stage in the process. The other two are still stuck in the review stage, but this one is actually the district has to post a notice. FEMA types it all up. We just have to put it on our website for 15 days. So that was posted today. And that project is, I think the reimbursement is up to $112,000, I think, for the culvert repair. It's 80%. There's a little bit of percentage split between FEMA and us, so I don't have the exact number, but it's somewhere $112,000, $115,000. But that has moved on to the next stage, so it is moving along.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Alan, you have any updates? I know you gave an oral report earlier, so.
Nothing really. We're just trying to get organized, have a staff meeting tomorrow, and trying to tighten up some things and do some minor reassignments.
Anything on that end of the table?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we have our audit, and it's coming forward, budget and admin. So yes, we're working on that, and then moving into the next audit, and then budget.
Great news. All right, so we'll go ahead and start at this end of the table. What do you?
I have nothing.
Eric?
I've said everything I need to state and add.
Well, I wanted to add a few things. I did do my Triton interview, and I found that interesting. They do seem competent. I learned that the people who work there are independent contractors, so I thought that was interesting, except for Kurt. I did meet with the Cameron Park Community Foundation Board of Directors and gave them an update on our fire annexation, was able to answer some of their questions. And one of my questions to them was, we have a problem with communication with our district, as we've also heard tonight. How can we improve it? They also mentioned Nextdoor, so it's nice to have Nextdoor coming up. But one of the suggestions was to have small group community meetings, so that we would have either staff, a board member, a trusted community member to help educate our community so that people understand what we're trying to do, what's going on, and so we do a better job of communication. I don't know if that's something that we want to take on. I thought I would bring it up. But I would like us as a board to somehow figure out the best way we can communicate with our community. So I don't know if we need to put that on an agenda item. Alan, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I do. Once I had my feet so they weren't slipping, I planned on informal town halls around there where people would come in and talk to me and about their issues and have a couple staff with me so that it start the ball rolling. Some of you know that when I went to Clear Lake Oaks, I ate in the senior center for almost 3 months because they had their first rate case in 20 years, and they had to do it or get taken over. And so went out to all the churches and clubs. I plan on being visible throughout the community and having people talk to me and have really open office hours and set some times and places where people can come and talk and discuss whatever they want. And within the bounds of, I can't talk about health issues of employees and a couple other things, anything's fair game.
Well, my question to the board would be, do we want to give direction to staff to come forward with a communication plan? Give some thought into it?
Well, I'm assuming that's already happening based on what the GM has said, that that's in. I wouldn't be against just our next board meeting bringing forward what's in place, what's coming, how that's moving.
General plan. Input from community members, how they want to see it, how we can do a better job. Is that something that the board is interested in asking our staff to do? Or is it?
I would prefer to let our general manager set the agenda here for the next couple months and us allowing that to happen.
Comments on that,
Ann? I was just going to say that anyway we could help as board members, and I invited him to the Rotary Club, I think a week or two ago, and introduced him, and he was able to speak and introduce himself. So I think as those opportunities arise, we should all look for those to get that opportunity to help our general manager get acquainted with our community and our community acquainted with him as well.
And yeah, I'm going to interrupt. I can also post it on my newsletter, too. If you send me information, I can put it out there.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks. Don?
And I'm certainly willing to show up at town halls, assuming it's not stomping on my work hours, but I would be willing to come out and talk to people, too.
We'll do it at hours that are convenient. We'll spread it around.
Okay. Well, I guess then we will let the GM set the agenda, and if it looks like we need to come back and revisit this, we'll bring it up again.
The only thing I'd add is, as we're thinking about this, is I don't know if there's another way to make, particularly on the annexation discussion, something different in our current general board meeting. Meaning right now it's an ad hoc committee report out, and so we give the information we have. I don't know that there would be much different information to give, but if we would want to agendize that differently so that the public can interact with that. Another opportunity like a town hall, except it's a board meeting, but I don't know if there's anything else.
That is being, they are scheduling right now, trying to pick a date for a district-wide town hall on the subject. So they've given me some dates, and I'm trying to see what makes sense given what's been planned and everything else. And so I got that this morning.
I was looking for opportunities and things that already exist to open up the discussion if there's questions or anything that happen. And there might not be anything, but at least to have that opportunity, particularly if we have people who haven't been in some of the meetings and want some update. Agendizing it creates the opportunity for the board to speak to it. That's my thought. It's just a matters to and from our committee report that we can't necessarily discuss it the same way. So I don't know if even for the next couple months or three, while we're in this process, it'd be worth agendizing it differently so that we can have a different kind of interaction with the public in these meetings. That's just a thought.
That's a good thought. All right, I had one other thought. I like to walk the community. I walk up and down the streets. I pick up litter. I get busted picking up litter. And it occurred to me that there is a date in September, National Cleanup Day, where you clean up waterways and so forth and roads so that the garbage doesn't go down to our waterways. And I'm wondering if that's something our community would be interested in, would be a group, a community cleanup day. You clean up your front yard, you help your neighbor clean up their front yard. Just a thought. I do see other people picking up garbage besides myself. We always say hi, but what does the board think? Is that something the board would be interested in doing a local volunteer cleanup day? I know there's, what do you think? Anybody interested?
I would do it.
You know, I've seen businesses do that in churches as well. So
yeah.
Is it something, yeah. So you could put that out to all those entities actually, yeah.
Okay, any thoughts on that?
I'm supportive. Obviously it needs to be worked into our programmatic workload.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you do want to recruit groups of people and get
Need to be organized.
Success. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking of that for down the road on the agenda, but I just wanted to get some consensus to see if it's interested.
And that might be an opportunity to pull more members of the public in to help volunteer to coordinate or something like that.
Okay.
At least to then communicate with other groups of the community and exponentially grow that as we can.
Okay. So something
I'd support.
Okay. I think the date is in September for the NO National Association of Oceanic whatever. I can't remember the acronym. All right. That's the end of my to and from. What do you have, Don?
I had a beautiful vacation in Hawaii. I have no vacation time left. I will not be missing any more meetings.
Thank you.
Sid? Okay. I'm someone who actually really enjoys a lot of the activities, and I think one of my personal goals this year is to try to visit every single activity that we do and have at least come back and share it with the board member and give kudos to staff for some of the amazing things we do. So the ones I will start with today are lap swim. I happen to be a lap swimmer. Our pool is exquisitely clean. The chemicals are perfect. Our lifeguards are there, they show up, so I kudos to Mike and Matt and the people here that maintain the pool, and it's warm, by the way, which I do appreciate, at 6:30 in the morning, and the lifeguards showing up, and that's the rec people, so that's a kudos to them. Pickleball. I was over there today and there were 32 people playing pickleball we have in our gym. Most people don't know that. And they allow 12 because there's three courts. That means that basically there were about 24 people in the stands waiting for the chance to play pickleball. So I hope the Parks Committee can find a solution for that. Just a sidebar here is the Golden Bachelor, if any of you watched that, and I didn't really watch it, but apparently it heavily featured pickleball. So anybody over 50 is very interested in pickleball now for the dating scene. And then I know our general manager is talking about increased use of these facilities. I approached the leader of the Democratic Central Committee, and I said, we have a great facility. Why don't you have your meetings here? Because they were struggling to find meetings. They met here last night. We got $155 income. They're going to have their monthly meetings here. So I'm going to put a challenge out to our supervisor, who must have some pull with the Republicans. Maybe they could hold their monthly meeting here as well. So I'd like to see more and more community organizations, you know, utilizing our facilities. But the feedback I got is they were very pleased with, in every respect, with this center and with meeting here. So hope we can do more of that. So, and then lastly, I did meet with AP Triton, and it was fascinating, the questions they asked and how thoughtful they were and how thorough. So I'm really quite proud that we have them as consultants. I think they're going to give us a wealth of information. So that's all I have to share.
And then the only other item on there is upcoming trainings. SDRMA on Monday, March 25th. This is all on the agenda. It is imperative that us as board, we go to these trainings so that we understand our roles, we understand how things work, how to govern effectively. So I encourage everyone to go. Sometimes we can get scholarships to go as well. So that's all I had. Do we have a motion to? Yes?
They also have a lot of these trainings online and available.
Yes.
I move we adjourn.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. Thank you, everybody.
My wife won't leave home this early.